Hey everyone, thanks for listening to the Grow Your Life podcast. My name is Jeremiah Krakowski, and I work with coaches, trainers, mentors, consultants to be able to scale their businesses, make six and seven figures online, grow their email lists, make everything start to work for them. And so on this podcast, I want to talk about sales. And this is a topic that I think is very important in this business. I think as coaches and mentors, we don't like the idea of selling. It feels ick. It doesn't feel natural to us. Because we want to help people, and our focus is on delivering results to our clients, that when it comes to sales, we feel like, oh, I don't know if this is natural for me as far as that goes. First off, understand that a great coach probably is not going to be a natural born salesperson, and that's what makes you a great coach. So understand, if you're struggling to sell, it probably means that you're actually very good at what you do. And that's something I've identified hugely, is that oftentimes that the people that are really natural salespeople, they actually don't necessarily have as much skill at the coaching side of it in this business. They're just really good at getting people hyped up about it. So, but what I want to address is this, okay? There's a skill you can learn when it comes to sales, and you got to do it. Because I can look at out there, there are people that have less quality products than you do that are selling way more of what they offer. And it's just because they know how to get people to buy it from them. And so it's always the case. It's like this even in the music industry. The people with the most music talent have no following. They don't have a lot of fans. But the ones that have the best marketing have the most listeners as far as that goes. So that applies in business. Yes, you're probably a great coach and excellent at what you do, but there's a skill when it comes to actually selling yourself that we have to learn and we have to grow in. Now, if you want to go deeper in this, my Client Growth Accelerator program is something that you need to become a part of. We just scratched the surface on this podcast about what it takes to be able to get clients and grow your business. But my Accelerator program is where we actually go into becoming a part of your team, part of your success strategy as somebody that can work with you to get you results, your advertising, your landing pages, your sales copy, your sales pitches, and be able to actually turn you from somebody who's struggling to getting those real results. And so if you have a chance to join our accelerator program, the Client Growth Accelerator, jump into that. It's an amazing experience. You'll love it. Now, you have to be somebody who is willing to talk about the stuff that you are selling. For instance, I don't do that naturally. Even on this podcast, the commercial that I literally just gave in the middle of the podcast, right here, naturally that does not come to me to do something like that. But I'll tell you this, when I do that, my sales increase. They go up. I get more people. I help more people when I am willing to talk about the stuff that I do on a consistent basis. When I'm not holding back. When I do it with excitement. When I do it with beyond excitement to the level that it might be irritating and annoying to people. And that's where you know you're getting it right. Is when you start to feel like you're doing a little too much. That's when you know you're actually doing just enough. And really, that's exactly the case for coaches and mentors. Is when we feel like I'm just a little too salesy. That's probably the right amount. Is right at that point, push just a little bit more into the salesy amount. Like if I was here coaching you in a workout, right? I look at a lot of this stuff like fitness. I look at a lot of what we do like a fitness or a sports coach. If you're going like 100 yards and you're like, okay, that's too much, I want you to go 110 and that's the right amount right there. If you're pushing and you're like, I can't do more, just one more rep, that's enough. When you feel like this is a little too salesy, okay, just a little bit more, and that's the right amount that you want to do is right there. Like I can say in my business, that's exactly what it is for me. When I've looked at my clients, when I've looked at what gets them to be successful, and you don't have to be like a slimy, sleazy salesperson that's out there, but you do have to promote yourself and you do need to talk about the things that you sell. The other thing is this, is your energy has to come across right. And this is the second part of it. When you're selling, when you do that, you actually have to somewhat trick your brain into not freaking out about, oh, this is too much. You need to convince your brain that that too much is the perfect amount and that it's actually what people want to hear. Because your brain is going to tell you nobody wants to hear that. Nobody wants to hear about this. Okay? I don't know what that voice is, but, you know, your brain will convince you of that. And that'll hurt you. That'll prevent you from getting the kind of clients that you want in your business. And so what we got to do is we got to be willing to have people dislike us, have people not feel comfortable in every conversation that we have. And I'm not talking, like, when I say be willing to have people feel uncomfortable, when we sell, there's a certain small percentage of people that are not going to be comfortable with that. They're going to dislike it. Let them, because those are the people that would have never bought from you in the first place, and they're just looking for some reason to have one foot out the door to discredit you, dislike you, and not listen to you. And yet there's a whole group of people out there that are willing and want to become your clients. They want to work with you. They want to commit. And yet we're holding back. We're thinking, I don't want to be too much. I don't want to talk about what I got for sale too much. I don't want to be too promotive. I just want to deliver value to people. I get it. I just want to deliver value to people. That's all I want to do. I was just thinking tonight, if all I do is deliver value to people, I make no money. And then my family isn't taken care of. My clients aren't impacted. And I'm not actually doing my responsibility with what I know how to do. Me, as somebody with 21, almost 22 years experience in this industry. And I still get caught up in this. Where I feel uncomfortable talking about what I got for sale. Even though it's literally the best thing. My Client Growth Accelerator is literally the best program that exists. It is. And that's not me that says that. That's our clients say that. The people that have gone through it say that. They tell us it is the best program they've ever been a part of. And I put my blood, sweat, and tears into making sure that that's true. And yet if I don't talk about it, if I don't sell it, if I don't get people in there to get them results, if I buy into other people's excuses, there's another one. If I start getting into the weeds of other people's excuses with them, I won't make any money. And so the way that you actually start to sell is you learn, most of it is your energy, is what it is. Most of it is the energy that you show up in, having excitement. And there's a balance of, like, it's like a calm excitement. It's kind of like how I am right here on this video. The way that I am on this podcast right now is the energy for me and my audience that I find makes me the most amount of money. It's excited. It's very whimsical. It's very natural. It's very nonchalant. I don't care if I flub up, mess up, say a mistake, stutter, whatever. I'm not trying to control, tailor, be perfect, right? No, I'm just being myself. This is like, I'm super relaxed right now. I'm chill, I'm calm, but I am excited and I believe about what I'm talking about. And I have a high energy. I'm not lethargic. I have a high energy. Now, all of us have a little bit of a different version of that, but here's how I think about it. How do you get when you're truly excited about something and you're talking to people about it? And that's one of the first things to do is, like, to really embody excitement and belief about what it is that you offer. Because if you can come from that place when you're talking with people where you truly care about them and you care about their results and you believe that what you offer is the best thing for people, you'll show up differently. You'll talk differently. You'll communicate differently. And again, sometimes you might have to trick your brain a little bit in the beginning to do that. Because it doesn't come naturally. Because it doesn't automatically come naturally. But if you can do that, one of the again, the best ways you can do that is to model somebody that is really good at that. There's a ton of influencers, podcasters, coaches, mentors that are out there. Listen, I'm not the only one that does what I do. I might have been on the pioneering track in this industry when I got started, the people that I worked with, but I'm not the only one that does what I do. And I love that. And so, like, if there's somebody that's out there and you like their energy and how they show up and how they sell and they're successful, because I want you to look at, are they successful financially? That's one of the keys that I look for. Are they successful financially? Because there's a lot of people with great content, but they're not successful financially. And I mean, listen, there's, especially in the coaching world, I can think of a few people right now that I like their content, but I have actually sort of distanced myself from watching their content because I know they don't make any money. And the more I watch their content, I grab onto that energy a little bit. Okay? Whereas if I start consuming content from people that I know are making a ton of money in their business, I start showing up in my business like that because it's like we're hanging out together. So I virtually hang out with other millionaires all day long on my phone, when I'm watching content, when I'm listening, if I'm scrolling my social media. I don't consume content that's going to rot my brain. And you've heard this before. It's because it dials your energy in. That's why I do it now. I love consuming brain rotting content. I'm going to be straight, transparent, and vulnerable with you on that. I do. I love it. My brain loves it. And it's not healthy for it because then I don't show up in my best energy. But these algorithms, like, they're so good at showing us content that's going to rot our brain. You know, it's like how television was years ago. What we used to say about television, that's what social media is. Anyways, not on a tangent about that, but I pay attention to people that they're showing up how I want to show up. And by the way, the people today that I listen to are different than the ones that I listened to years ago. I'll watch people that I listened to years ago, and I have a hard time even consuming some of their content at this point. And so, again, that's another tangent, but when you want to show up to sell, it's about the energy that you show up with, the belief, believing in yourself, believing in what you offer, your body language, your tone of voice, your facial expressions, all of those go into it. And one of the best ways to sell to people is through video, by connecting and communicating to people through video. If you're uncomfortable on video, I want you to start making video content, 10, 20 minute talks where you're talking maybe once or twice a week, and start to, like, really model and mirror some of the people that maybe you look up to that are out there online and on social media. That's one of the things that I do. As I say, okay, I want to show up like that energy. And then I want to send those videos out to people, and I want to launch them out there, and I want to get them in front of the right people. And when I do this, it starts to wire my brain to operate in that way. So again, the energy when it comes to sales is that if you can show up like that in your advertisements, if you can get yourself into that right state of mind when you're writing email marketing, this is one of the things I find. Okay, I find a lot of coaches, they are creating their marketing materials, their sales pitches, their landing pages, their ads, their emails from a place of frustration. And that literally gets locked up and embodied in what they're sending out to people. It does. And so when we can learn how to actually get ourselves primed into an excited state of mind, into the right energy for sales, we can deliver far better because people will feel differently about how we show up and how we talk and how we communicate. And so again, It has to do with getting your mind primed and tuned to the right state of mind, to the right frequency, kind of like a tuner on a radio, tuning the radio to that place where you show up best. And it does, and it's not striving. Because if I try to force myself into that state of mind, it feels forced. And it feels cringy. And it feels yucky. But if it's just naturally flowing out of me, like this podcast is literally, like I am in so much joy right now, emotionally, and peace and ease, and like, oh, I just feel so good right now recording this. I know that now I'm showing up in the right state of mind. Whenever I record my webinars, that's the state of mind that I also want to get into. Whenever I'm writing my email marketing, email's a little different. I can do those in my sleep. Actually, weirdly enough, side note, when I write emails, sometimes I like to take a quick nap and then write it when I wake up. For some reason, they come out a little bit better that way. Interestingly enough, find what works best for you. And then translate that into your business. It might not be exactly what works for me, but you'll find your thing. And really start to break down, okay, what are the things in my business that aren't working? What are the things in my business that could be better? And then start to dial those in. And you'll start to see the changes. I promise you that. All right? Listen, share this with somebody. Don't keep it to yourself. And make sure you're in my accelerator program. I'll see you soon. Talk soon.